American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Well, we're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk Live. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. We are going to be talking about heavy yolks and how we can transform them into lighter ones. Also, we're going to be talking about mold and possibly emphysema if we get time. So we got lots to do in a quack report. But before we get to that, big salute and semper fi. to our righteous men and women in uniform, lifting them up in prayer, as usual, seeking the face of the Lord and hitting the knees, and asking for righteous leadership. And, of course, you know, it's interesting, a season with the campaign underway. We shall see how the Lord directs that. But I pray for righteous men of valor to step into those shoes, that they could lead and transform this country back into a moral, ethical society. What do you think? Only if the Lord wills it, because we're going to need his help. So I'm asking, because, you know, we don't get anything we don't ask for. We got to ask. And we're supposed to plead for truth and justice. And how are you going to get that from criminals and corruptive people? You have to get some righteous people in office. So let's seek the Lord's face and mind the time. It grows short. Without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. What do we have in the quacker? They think an overuse of antibiotics, according to a new study, could be doubling the risk of juvenile arthritis. That's right. Taking antibiotics, children take them too much, they're twice as likely to get juvenile arthritis, according to researchers from Rutgers University and the University of Pennsylvania. Also in the mix on this study was DuPont Hospital for Children, and all their research has been published in the Journal of Pediatrics. So there's a juvenile idiopathic arthritis, or JIA for short, kind of the umbrella term for, you know, to describe various forms of chronic arthritis. Anybody could get this from the age of 16, and it has to last at least 6 weeks to qualify. Could be an autoimmune disorder, could be inflammation of the joints, it could also involve the eyes. And these conditions can even manifest fevers and rashes and lead to even blindness. So they think antibiotics, too much of that. Well, we're going to get into that in the first part of the show, a little bit of that heavy yoke, if you will. Moving along in the quack report, new electronic skin sensors, they say, are going to be able to control your mobile gadgets. Just wear them on your skin. Turns your body into a touch-sensitive surface, according to the developers, scientists in Germany. The product is called iSkin. It's a biocompatible silicon rubber pressure-sensitive sensor. It's stretchable. And you just stick it on your skin and use it. The scientists that developed it at Max Planck Institute for Informatics and Saarland University, they're experimenting with this system to make it in different shapes and sizes so you can wear it in different locations, like your finger, your forearm, or even behind your ear. So the sensor, they say, is capable of detecting light pressure-sensitive touch even when it's stretched or bent. Then they say, answer your phone calls. You can play music or adjust your volume with it. So they're hoping to make this technology Bluetooth, if you will, and wireless. They want to incorporate your body as the battery for it, for iSkin. So the wearer is going to, you know, integrate some microchips and, you know, use your energy from your body as the power source. Moving along in the quack report, scientists are creating, oh goodness, a tooth-implanted sensor so it can transmit oral information. That's right. They're developing these tooth implants to broadcast signals. A group of scientists out of National Taiwan University are creating these tooth-implanted sensors. They can transmit information via Bluetooth to your doctor. So they're going to transmit various data regarding the person's oral habits, you know, when they're speaking, chewing, smoking, and they want to transmit that information to the doctor and evaluate their behavior. You know, are they pursuing good oral habits? Are they, you know, smoking when they shouldn't? That kind of thing. Oh, that's scary. That is so scary. Last but not least in the quack report, spirituality may be tied to easing up cancer treatments and survival rates, according to research. Patients who reported more of a religious or spiritual connection They said had fewer physical symptoms of cancer and negative treatments for cancer. It's a new report. They analyzed about 44,000 cancer patients, and religion and spiritual association seem to be correlating with better health, regardless of the specific religion or the spiritual belief. So higher religious or spiritual scores were generally associated with better overall health, according to the report. They said intrinsic religious belief was also tied to better physical functions and may enhance positive emotion like love, forgiveness, comfort, and also reduces stress. So there you go. Yeah, I believe it. Higher power, always a good thing. And that wraps the quack report. Okay, that was weird. Did you hear a normal quacker? All right, I just heard a really strange, I don't know, computer-generated one. It was very odd. It was like Max Headroom with feathers. Yeah. All right, well, nevertheless, we are going to roll along here with the first segment of the show. You know, because we hear this term, heavy yoke, and let's see if we can't lighten our burdens here. You know, because according to the dictionary, the English translation, a yoke refers to heavy labor, bondage, or subjugation. So a yoke used in farming is a device put around the necks of animals to steer or control them. So according to our Creator, when we have burdensome ways and laws, they become a heavy yoke of oppression. So in the recent 2015 political debates, it has been mentioned, you know, the American people, they're just tired of the status quo. So is it possible that, you know, people feel deceived and oppressed? So are we supposed to settle for this way, the way things are, and, you know, just get used to it? Well, the authority of the universe says this: come to me, all you who labor and are heavily burdened and laden, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am meek, which means strength under pressure and control, and I'm lowly, which is humble in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. That you'll find in Matthew 11. So, let's get an explanation, a light here. So what does God mean by a light yoke? Well, it's a symbol of effortless work, or work that is not exhaustingly hard or arduous. So recently, Paul Gauchy, he was featured in that documentary, Back to Eden, and he proved how easy it is to grow food without the back-breaking task farmers have encountered through modern agriculture. So Mr. Gauchy explains that the earth has this skin, and if we preserve it and we don't break it or pollute it, the food grows better each successive year without the constant task of weeding. So Mr. Gauchy has experienced what God intended as a light yoke to feed oneself. So this is just one huge example of a light yoke. Another light yoke is, you know, God's Ten Commandments versus man's hundreds of thousands of laws that are so intertwined and confusing that they produce a net. Yet another burdensome yoke is modern science involving the massive recreation of food, scientific medicine, and the laws that govern them. So this recreation of genetically modified food and drug toxicity of modern medicine can only offer man a heavy yoke. Well, let's look at what the Lord says in Proverbs 29. He says, "When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. And when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn." And in Matthew 24, we hear, "And except that those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened." Now, I don't know about you, but I have young adults. My youngest just turned 21. And they have noticed, they've been aware since high school and middle school, that time just flies. Man, when I was their age, I thought time took forever. Right? So obviously we're seeing a cycle where the days are growing shorter. Now be assured, a light yoke, according to God, is not welfare. Okay? paying someone not to work is not a godly principle, and it leads to dysfunction. Because in Psalms 128 it says, "For you shall eat the labor of your hands, and happy shall you be, and it will be well with you." So therefore, those who do not work when they could work are going to experience the opposite of happy and wellness. Because God knows the difference between slothfulness and disability. So when God speaks, it becomes a reality. Now we learn from God that we are to have understanding and wisdom. Take, for example, Ecclesiastes 5:18-19. He says, "Behold, that which I have seen, it is good and comely for one to eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor that he takes under the sun all the days of his life, which God gives him for his portion." So did you catch that? All your labor is yours as a gift from God. This is a blessing that's repeated in Ecclesiastes 8 and 9. So in addition, God says, "He that laboreth for himself." Now that's in Proverbs 16. So let's not neglect this commandment God gives us. He says, "Moreover, the prince shall not take of the people's inheritance by oppression to thrust them out of their possessions, but he shall give his sons' inheritances out of his own possession, that my people not be scattered, every man from his possession." And that's in Ezekiel 46. So, you know, God wants rulers not to strip the benefits of a man's labor, his wealth, from him or his family as an inheritance. So this is why for a long time, when we had God-fearing rulers, there were no inheritance taxes. Therefore, according to God, all your labor is yours and all your wealth are yours. So how light and easy is that? Think about it. Well, let's get a legal definition, okay? We heard from the Creator, but let's just see. We've heard the ultimate authority, God, but what does man laws say with regard to the yoke of labor? Well, interestingly, Black's Law Dictionary, 6th edition, defines labor as property. So it says, quote, "You have the exclusive right to possess, enjoy, and dispose of your property, which is the highest right a man can have to anything," end of quote. So according to Black's Law Dictionary, the word property is used to describe everything of value, tangible or intangible, visible or invisible, real or personal. So you can't get more personal than the sweat of your brow. So your labor is your absolute property. And this is why you can bequest your estate, your accumulated labor and inheritance, to others. Therefore, if labor is defined as your, quote, absolute property, and if you are compelled to turn it over to someone you don't wish to, you know what that is? That's defined as theft. This is also known in the legal terms as unconscionable contract. Have you ever heard of that? Let me read you the definition of that. A contract that is so grossly unfair to one of the parties because of a stronger bargaining power of the other party usually is held to be void as against public policy. So an unconscionable contract is one which no man in his senses, not under delusion, would make, and no fair and honest man would accept on the other. And that's a Supreme Court case, and that's listed in Black's Law Dictionary 6th edition. Just you can look under unconscionable contract for that. So those of you out there with your thinking caps on are now questioning the way things are, especially when it comes to income. However, arguing righteous law to the corruptible is of no avail. So you do better to present material facts and God's word. So how's the yoke of God looking now? It's looking pretty good, isn't it? You get to keep all the sweat of your labor. You get to keep all your inheritance, right? Yeah? Absolutely. And, you should be able to have that all the days of your life. It's a gift from God. Well, let's look at the wellness part of this. Common sense often has, been pushed aside when you're considering health treatments. You know, if radiation from nuclear power stations is bad for your health, how is nuclear radiation from a hospital any better for you? If pathogenic live cell disease is dangerous for you, how is pathogenic live disease in a vaccine better for you? If getting electrocuted could be deadly for you, how is shock therapy any better for you? If eating rat poison is dangerous for you, how is taking anticoagulant drugs such as Coumadin and Warfarin, which have ingredients found in rat poison, how is that better for you? And by the way, the Coumarin-based ingredients in rodent poisons are in your anticoagulants, Warfarin and Coumadin, since 1948. So if drinking an herbicide kills your cells and is deadly for you, how is chemotherapy designed to kill cancer cells but doesn't know the difference between the cancer cell and the normal cells, how is that better for you? So everyone must question any service that promotes such risk if they are indeed in the best interest of health. Well, what's God's health plan looking like? Well, how does God's yoke compare with regard to health matters? Well, it's pretty simple. God explained that obedience brings blessings and sin brings curses. And he spells it out in Deuteronomy 30, 11 through 20. He even said, you know, this truth is not hidden. It's not beyond your ability to obtain it. He says, quote, "See, I have set before you this day life and good and death and evil." So obedience to God's way provides us life and our family and God's blessings wherever we go. The opposite guarantees a shorter life and the lack of blessings wherever we go. So God tells us to choose life and the blessings and not evil and the curses. So we can do our due diligence, you know, protect the body we're given. We should do our best to eat healthy. And then when we get sick, we should consider the herbs God has given for the healing of the nations. He says herbs are here for the service of man in Psalms 104. So it's really no coincidence that there are natural herbs which target only cancer cells, which inhibit hemorrhagic viruses like Ebola, which cleanse and help regenerate your organs. See, God is the giver of life, and he wants us to choose life. So any treatment that risks the health or life of the body does not strengthen the body. Weakness is corruption. And if treatments weaken the body, it's designed to corrupt the body. So if we want good health and a long life, we should serve God and not man. Or, as stated in the Bible, let us hear the whole conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Ecclesiastes 12. So, you know, staying healthy should, you know, not be a heavy yoke. So it's when we stray from healthy living and we create imbalance and open the door for illness that we get the heavy yoke. Scientific marketing offers patients radiation, live cell disease, toxic drugs, chemical treatments with exorbitant price tags and no guarantees. That's a good example of a heavy yoke with regards to your health. So modern medicine is really not entirely sure why herbs work the way they do to, you know, remove toxins and regenerate the organs and empower the immune system. They may never know. I personally trust God's chemistry over the pharmaceutical company. So herbs contain whole food nutrition, you know, your vitamins, your minerals, amino acids, antioxidants, proteins. They're designed to work in a balanced way. It's order, God's order. So when nutrition is balanced in a whole food state, the body is not required to have to replace missing nutrients. So it's able to utilize just what it needs and avoid out what it doesn't need and avoid toxicity. So God says, use his herbs for the healing and to be blessed. And God offers life and a light yoke if we choose wisely. So if you're interested in reducing your dependency on prescription drugs and you want to strengthen your organs and your immune system, then call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. And they can send you a free product catalog. The number to call, 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. They specialize in immune boosting and organ cleansing. Been around for over 15 years. If you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277, 704-885-0277. ThePowerHerbs.com is the web address, ThePowerHerbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Hey, you can get there typing in HerbTalkLive.com as well. And they got a big weekend event coming up, folks. Okay, so they got what they called their boost event. Yep. And what this is, you know, they're working really hard to make sure they have enough product for the coming up fall and winter season. So if you're running low on anything, or if you're just starting to stock up on some things, this would be an opportune moment because it's a 20% off weekend at the powerherbs.com website, or you can give them a call. Minimum order is $75. You can't use it with any other discounts. So it's their boost event. The coupon to use in the shopping cart this weekend is Boost, B-O-O-S-T, and the number 8. Boost 8 for August, Boost August. It ends on the 16th, Sunday the 16th at midnight Eastern time. So you don't want to miss this. Restrictions apply. And you cannot use the Boost discount on your gift certificates, okay? So this is a great way to save and be well. Empower your system, get yourself strong, get off the dependency of some of the drugs your doctors put you on, you know, and get rid of that burdensome yoke, right? Absolutely, absolutely. That's what it's about, strengthening, not weakening. Always ask yourself if what you're recommended to use, is it going to strengthen you or is it going to weaken you? And, you know, and don't forget your furry friends because, you know, a lot of what you use yourself, you can use in doses by weight for pets, you know. I just recently, my neighbor had a pet, little chihuahua, a little bit of diarrhea, went to the vet, no parasites on the stool sample for the little puppy dog there. So they gave him a drug to use, but it didn't work. Poor thing, after a week and a half. Can you imagine having diarrhea that long? I know I couldn't. Poor thing. So told my neighbor, why don't you use slippery elm? And they didn't even know what that was. Well, I says, it's God's medicine. And one day, using slippery elm, and that dog had no more problems with digestion. See what I'm saying? God's herbs are here for the service of man and his creation, his animals, too. So, you'll be amazed at how powerful you are with the right tools and the right information, okay? So that's what the folks at Apothecary Herbs do. They educate you. They have the tools, but they want to make sure you use them safely, properly, with success. And that's you know what it is? It's freedom. That's what it is. When you come out from under a heavy yoke, it's freedom. That's right. I don't care what it is. Like, I felt liberated when I came out from under my expensive family cell phone plan. Hated that thing every month. Just wanted to, you know, just, you know, chew on nails to have to deal with that. So I got rid of it. Freedom! Went with another company called Republic. Got a better phone. My plan is unlimited. $10 a month. You can check them out online. But you know what I'm saying. Get rid of that heavy yoke, whether it's your phone bill, your vet bill, your medical bill. Get some herbs, get together, and empower yourselves. That's what it's about. Oh, I see by the clock. We're going to take a break. But when we come back, we're going to talk about mold. Be right back.
Yeah. You feel it, baby?
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb. Henry Ford, the automobile. And herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
On the corner, swear you hit me like a vision. I wasn't expecting, but who am I to tell fate where it's supposed to go with it? Don't you blink, you might miss it. See, we got a right to just love it or leave it. You find it and keep it, cause it ain't every day you get the chance to say, oh, this is how it starts. Lightning strikes the heart.
Back here on Herb Talk. I'm your herbalist Wendy Wilson, and we're going to talk about mold. I know, really exciting stuff, but it's informative, and you probably come away with, you know, some education here. You know, we've been talking about people that have, you know, mold allergies in the past. A lot of people report mold in their homes that makes them sick, forces them to move out, sell, remodel, whatever, or even abandon their home. But that's not the kind of mold contamination you know, that I'm talking about. I'm not even talking about jock itch or athlete's foot here. I'm going to be talking about the kind of mold that 2 million Americans have acquired inside their bodies, and it's suspected that it could be caused by antibiotic treatments. So penicillin was touted the wonder drug of the 40s and the 50s. Farmers were amazed at how fast it killed bacterial infections in animals, and they added added, you know, other drugs to animals to help them grow faster and heavier. So what farmer wouldn't want to use drugs on especially pigs and cows and chickens to make them plumper right before they take them to slaughter? So what price did the wonder drug industry cost us? Well, I think it may have some grim realities, and they're just now coming to light. You got to pay the piper, and here they are. Well, the pharmaceutical companies created antibiotics from organic matter consisting of living organisms and mold or fungi, and usually the organisms used, they used them to make antibiotics with it. So the drug company screened thousands of species, different kinds of molds. They tested them to get reactions. They tested the bacterias. So what's even more important to the drug companies is that the organic material used must be unique to in order to get a patent on it. So once that's established, they test the stuff on the animals, then they test it on the humans. The organic matter gets fermented, and this process was actually inspired by an old Chinese process dating back 2,500 years ago. So here you were thinking that modern medical science is so sophisticated, so smart, so, what is the word, progressive, that they went back 2,500 years to make an antibiotic. Yeah. So they take this fermenting process from the Chinese that invented it millennia ago, and they take what's made, they make this moldy bowl of soybean curd, and they use that to treat conditions in China, basically. That's how they made their first antibiotics. So soy isn't the only raw ingredient they use to grow the mold on. Now, drug companies can use molasses and other sources that are considered a nitrogen and a carbon source. So these are needed for the proper growth of the organisms or the mold. So to prevent any foaming during the fermentation process, you know, they're fermenting this stuff, they have to add agents such as silicon and sterile alcohol. So with the fermentation process, drug companies are then able to make about 10,000 different antibiotic substances in large quantities in less time. So for certain types of antibiotics, they may add a solvent to help purify and protect, especially when it becomes powdered, when they put it in a powdered form. So the natural process of mold or fungi really is to colonize and to grow. So their metabolic processes is to consume as they take over. So when this happens, myocotoxins, they're called myocotoxins, are produced, and they can actually cause adverse health effects in humans. So these effects may include inflammation, allergies, or other infections. Typically, mold will enter the body through the skin or the pulmonary airway when we breathe them in. So what happens when these spores enter the body through the drugs, like the antibiotics? So are they still as toxic as if we were breathing them in mass amounts, you know, all those mold spores? Well, typically the mold spores that are breathed in are more dangerous than the ingested or absorbed through the skin type because they can enter the bloodstream faster through the pulmonary. However, once they are inside our body, they can actually attack different systems depending on their organic nature. For a majority of cases, the mold creates sensitivity issues or allergies. So when the mold spores are concentrated enough, the immune system will attack the mold spore antigens with antibodies creating this allergic reaction. So ingested mold can irritate the digestive tract and produce diarrhea, dehydration, nausea, stomach cramps. Fungal spores, they like to invade and go deeper into the tissue. So they like to go into the lungs, the blood, the bones, and your organs. And they can even cause meningitis or spinal cord or brain problems. Now, some forms of fungi can change forms depending on the environment that they're in. For example, they can become yeast. So out of 50,000 different types of fungi, there are 200 identified that can cause diseases in humans. Most mold and fungi exposures are thought to be from the environment, but what they are also introduced to us via antibiotics. So it might explain the common yeast infections people are getting after taking courses of antibiotics, and also this chronic epidemic of lupus disease. All right. Well, who's at greater risk? Well, if people become infected with mold or fungus from the environment and they get sick, it usually indicates their immune system function is kind of low. But what about the thousands of patients already sick who are put on antibiotics? Are they at a greater risk? Well, when these spores have the right environment in order to colonize, the immune system is compromised, and it seems to produce a perfect storm. Those who are at an increased risk of fungal infection are organ transplant patients, people with HIV or AIDS, cancer patients that are being treated with chemotherapy, anyone taking immune suppressant drugs, you know, if you had, you know, an organ transplant, for instance, and those with diabetes or pulmonary diseases. So when a fungi affects these high-risk people, it will stimulate an acute inflammation response and a definite allergic reaction. Well, antibiotics tend to create this shift. This is a balance of microorganisms at risk. So an example is a decrease in some of the healthy bacterial flora in your body, especially the digestive system. So broad-spectrum antibiotics are notorious for promoting a fungal infection. However, doctors refer to it as an imbalance. So no doctor really wants to admit that the antibiotic he prescribed infected you. Most people will get a yeast infection. Most people don't even worry too much about a yeast infection, but it can become systemic, especially if the immune system's not functioning very well. So it has become such a problem that septicemia is the fourth leading cause for hospital treatment in the United States. So as the antibiotics have become stronger in their attempt to overcome bacterial-resistant infections, they have disrupted the normal balance and often prevent the immune system from properly identifying harmless chemicals from deadly pathogens. So according to Gary Huffingale of the University of Michigan, Ann Arbor, the friendly gut floras the antibiotics destroy are part of our immune system defense. He says the gut flora is the arming agent for our immune system. So the old adage that all disease begins in the bowel seems to be pretty accurate. So according to new research, antibiotics are creating more allergic responses in humans, and at an acute level, there seems to be a correlation in the research between the number and potency of antibiotics used and the 160% increase in global cases of asthma over the last 20 years. Remember, they like to go into the lungs, the fungi? Now, a German study showed that allergic conditions, asthma, were higher after the wall came down in the West where antibiotic treatments were widely used. Studies using mice prove that antibiotics create a yeast condition and the body's ability to deal with the mold spores becomes corrupted. So the experiment was looking at lung samples showed that the antibiotic created a condition in the mice in which the mold shredded their lung tissue. Researchers such as Huffingale are convinced that friendly gut flora is essential in helping our immune system identify real threats and ignore harmless bacteria. And this would explain why there's so much autoimmune disease. And his research is presented to the American Society of Microbiology sadly, nothing significant has changed with regards to using antibiotics, with the exception of doctors recommending taking, you know, probiotics with it or a little yogurt. Well, what are some of the symptoms? Well, having a mold problem inside the body can produce moderate flu-like symptoms and rashes. These fungi infections can become a long-standing chronic infection, wearing down the patient's immune system to become acute. These infections can proceed slowly over time, and patients don't connect the dots that it might stem from an antibiotic treatment they were prescribed for, maybe a sinus infection. So as the mold and fungi spreads, it can produce the symptoms of night sweats, chest pain, weight loss, swollen lymph nodes. So if the mold and fungi is of a different variety, it can infect the body rapidly and create pneumonia or a blood infection, you know, like septicemia. Acute infections can create irreversible damage to bones and organ tissue, and it can be fatal. Anyone who is hospitalized for such conditions are given massive IV doses of multiple antibiotics. Yeah, just throw fuel on the fire there. So, you know, this has just created this huge monster. And it costs the pharmaceutical company an average of $1 billion to produce and bring an antibiotic to the marketplace. So to help recoup that cost, the pharmaceutical companies will sell more antibiotics to animal husbandry areas and through a licensed pharmacist. Now, in 2011, 30 million pounds of antibiotics were sold to and used by the animal industrial farms. So this is the food source for America being saturated, four times the amount of antibiotics that are sold to treat the patient, the, you know, human. So your food you're eating's got four times the antibiotic in it. Now, recently, Consumer Reports published findings on resistant harmful bacteria found in chickens. They tested 316 chicken breasts, you know, being sold in stores. 97% tested positive for multi-drug resistant bacteria. Alexander Fleming discovered penicillin in 1928. And this is what was said, quote, "Bacteria are like this river flooding over man. Fleming figured out how to build a dam to control those waters, but soon they came up over the wall. So he built it up higher and higher until we ran out of bricks." End of quote. So antibiotics used in food animal production is really a jackhammer knocking away at the bottom of this wall, according to Lance Price, PhD and microbiologist at George Washington University. Thomas Friedman, CDC director, he says antibiotic resistance has gotten so bad here in the United States that the issue is one of the top priorities for 2014. Well, a year later, how we doing? And Steve Solomon, director of CDC's Office of Antimicrobial Resistance, he says the more we use antibiotics today, the less likely we are to have effective antibiotics tomorrow. Well, yeah, that's a given. So what do they do in the Netherlands? What do they do overseas? Well, in the Netherlands, they too really are, you know, stepping back. They know this is a problem. There really isn't any quick fix for this antibiotic and animal husbandry thing, but they're going to chip away at it. They started studies in 2011 to see if they could actually reverse the bacterial resistance by eliminating regular use of antibiotics on their farms, unless, of course, an animal was really sick. So, you know, they weren't going to give antibiotics to well animals. So, here's the thing. The results were very positive. They were able to lower the animal infections 20% by the following year, and the antibiotic resistance dropped almost 6%. They also saw improvement in the human Dutch population. Here's a quote from Laura Rogers. She's the director of Pew Charitable Trust. She says, if we followed a similar path here in the United States as they did in the Netherlands, we could see significant reductions in dangerous bacteria in people and in animals, end of quote. So the FDA is still, it still allows farmers here to use antibiotics to prevent illness, so they give it to well animals. So as consumers demand no hormones, no antibiotic-treated animal foods, then more grocery stores are going to be forced to look for those farms that don't treat their animals and stock those items. So, you know, you're voting with your wallet. You can reduce the drug-resistant pathogens by shopping smarter. Think about it. Over time, yes, yes. But, the, you know, the problem just isn't with the farmers and the doctors giving patients antibiotics. It's also the GMO crops and the runoff and the improper dispensing that allows for antibiotic residues to make its way into the water supply and to every glass of milk, right? So Director Solomon and Friedman, what they fail to acknowledge is that animals and humans are so saturated with antibiotics from many different avenues that the drugs are identifiable in human urine without being on a prescription. So if you took your urine to a doctor's office, they probably find some drugs in there, even though you weren't prescribed any. Wow. So I believe that, you know, this mold fungi that people are ingesting through the antibiotics are the pretty much the double-edged sword. It's seeding the body with toxins while corrupting the immune system. So the only way to purge the system of further contamination is to stop using antibiotics, stop eating animal foods that are contaminated with antibiotics, and you know, use filtered water, get strictly organic going. It'll be far less cheaper, believe you me. Because the money that you pay for, you know, upgrading your foods to organic is the money you would have spent at the doctor's office had you not. Right? Plus, you're going to feel better eating the organic. So, you know, I kind of have resolved myself to avoid drug therapy, period, as much as I can. So I like to cleanse my body, cleanse the filtering organs on a regular basis. I like to, you know, build up the immune system to work with it, to encourage it to be strong. I like to protect that gut flora, okay? And, you know, organ cleansing helps that balance the gut flora. So I use a lot of God's good herbs here. They're powerful tools, but they're gentle as well as effective. That's what I like about them. And so, you know, for instance, if I get the flu, which is rare, but if I get the flu, I know what to do and get over it in 2 days. You know, I keep the fever wet. I don't turn off my fever. That's part of the immune system killing the virus. And I use immune-boosting herbs. And I rest. That's key. Don't go to work. Don't spread it around. Get some rest. 2 days. And you'll be good. Right? If you have a good immune system, that's all it's going to take. You know, a couple of days off your feet, hydrating, having some herb teas and, you know, maybe some chicken broth, right? And just keep the fever wet and use your immune-boosting herbs. And in 2 days, that flu is toast. It's gone. So it's when you start using the over-the-counter crap and you take aspirin to lower the fever, which is cutting your immune system off at the knees, by the way, you're going to extend the life of the flu. You're going to be sicker longer. So there are ways and there are ways out there. And I see by the clock, we got limited amount of time here to check up on our third topic, which is emphysema, lung conditions. 2 million Americans have these problems. 1 in 136 people are diagnosed with lung problems like emphysema. Kind of starts out as bronchitis, gets a little chronic. You know, get some asthma, maybe 4.2% of the population has asthma. You know, countries that dwarf the U.S. in emphysema are China, India. But have you seen their air quality? No wonder. So does emphysema happen overnight? No. But it can lead you to lung cancer over time. So you have to revise the lifestyle, and you have to be smart about how you deal with it. So what happens to the body when you have emphysema? Well, it's a reaction that the body's having to long-term progressive disease that hasn't been addressed. People get emphysema by ignoring 1,000 symptoms. So the tissue actually designed to support the shape and function of your lungs is compromised. It's destroyed. Modern medicine classifies this as chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, or COPD. So this is lung disease. This is nothing to kid around. Your sacs in your lungs, they can't hold their shape when you exhale. And this is almost always a condition of tobacco use. So you opted for that. In most instances, people with emphysema, COPD, opted for this condition. Not all of them, but most of them did, by smoking. But you know, the Greeks and the Egyptians had the same problem. Tobacco back there, too. They had these long cigars and these pipes, and they had pulmonary disease. The name description means swelling and inability to breathe, and it comes from a Greek word, ephthemion, meaning inflate or breathe. So the damage to the lung tissue is more commonly in the lower lobe of the lung, and in the 17th century, emphysema caught the attention of the public in an English physician, Sir John Floyer, 1721. He was educating the public on the progressive nature of emphysema, and that smoking, breathing in lots of fumes and pollution, irritants in the atmosphere can actually cause this condition. So, you know, people that are working in polluted industries can get this and not be smokers. So he avoided people to avoid those things as much as possible. So I know I'm not going to have time to go into a little bit more of the history there, which is always very enlightening. But, you know, lifestyle changes, cleansing the system, get those organ cleanses going. You definitely want to tap into an herb called lobelia. It helps to dilate the bronchial and remove the tightness a little bit there. Quit smoking, of course, but the lobelia will help you do that because it has an alkaloid called lobelin, which mimics nicotine, so it fools your system that you had some nicotine when you didn't, but it's non-addictive, and it just quells those cravings for nicotine. So if you're looking for that, it's on the powerherbs.com website. It's called Smoker's Helper. Or it's in their catalog. You can call for that. Toll-free number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. Of course, emphysema people need vitamin B, get some chlorophyll, beta-carotene, folic acids into the system, and you could do that really easily with our body food mix. So just stir it into your juice. So there's lots you can do for the lungs and the pulmonary. Lifestyle is important, and where you work is important. So, like, if you're in an industry, you better wear that safety gear. You better wear those masks. You better protect those lungs because you only got one set of lungs, and you don't want to destroy that delicate tissue down there, okay? Yeah, use your head. So if your supervisor is saying you don't need that, it's called reporting him to OSHA. That's what you do. That's right. And find you a new job. Because what is it they say? People don't quit their jobs, they quit their boss. Hey, I'm out of time. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.